Jetpack Man is back. I know. You thought he was gone. You figured the FBI was already on it. They were under, you know, investigating who, what was going on over the Los Angeles International Airport. So it should have shut him down. Nope. He's back. He was flying about 5,000 feet around LAX, and the pilots were like, hey, we just saw a Jetpack Man flying off to the west, and what should we do? Go ahead and be careful. Watch where you're flying there. Just take a look. Take a wide berth as you're flying into LAX, okay, please? So be careful, and if you're flying into LAX, get your phones ready, man. Start recording, because Jetpack Man is back. And if there was a special fat guy jetpack, I am all for it. But what's going to happen is he's going to run into a plane, and it's going to get ugly over LAX, and it's going to be Jetpack Man's fault. So just letting you know, the news reports are going to happen. Jetpack Man and Delta Flight collide, and it's not going to be pretty. Welcome to Chewing the Fat. All right, you know, no one and no show supports the United States Postal Service more than me in this show, Chewing the Fat. So when someone who's affiliated with the show has a little run-in with the Postal Service, I want to find out what the heck is going on.
I messed up.
So joining me is Chris Cruz. Hello, Chris.
Hi. I haven't been asleep. I got in at 7 last night and haven't slept since then.
So you got in from your trip.
Yes. Florida trip. Florida. Tampa.
Down in the Sunshine State.
Went to Tampa, Orlando, Sanford, New Smyrna, Daytona Beach.
I'm a fan. My stomping grounds. I love it.
Yep.
I that's my home. Really, it is. I consider that my home.
I consider my home too. I like it. It's such a different vibe.
I know.
It's such a different vibe.
And one thing, I love DFW. I don't mind DFW where we live now. But there's no water. I miss the water.
Well, there's water.
No, there's no water.
There's
zero water. This is a desert. Northern Texas is a desert.
Actually, what was it, like 3 days ago? While I was in Florida, I got to like 100 degrees in
the Dallas area. Hot.
So, yes, but I miss the fresh body of water. Because there's lakes and there's...
Stop it. There's water. It's lakes. Shut up. I'm talking about the Gulf of Mexico.
Why would I go there?
Waterways, the water, the ocean.
Oh, I forgot.
Tampa Bay.
No, I'm talking about the Atlantic. I'm talking about the Atlantic. Yeah, that's not water. That's just the sewer of Mexico. That's why it's called the Gulf of Mexico. Because every time a Mexican flushes, it goes there.
Oh, see, no.
Yes, that's what's brown.
No,
it's not because of the sand.
It's not brown on Florida's side. It filters. By the time it gets there, it filters out.
Oh, so DeSantis got something right.
Filters out. It's good.
Okay.
So, anyway.
I messed up.
You've screwed up, and the postal worker is a little pissed at you.
Actually, I'm going to send you the video.
I don't like getting letters from the postal.
Well, not just that. I'm going to have you post this video after the show on your Instagram.
Okay.
Because you could see her that she's pissed at me. She is so mad at me. She leaves that on my door. So not only I got her mad, I made her get out of her little car.
Right.
Walk.
Yeah, she didn't leave it in the mailbox.
No.
You know why she didn't leave it in the mailbox?
Why, Jeffy, did she not leave it in the mailbox?
Because the card said, please empty your box.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, to be fair, the post office doesn't have that feature that says stop the mail when you go on vacation.
Yeah, they do.
Like I said, the post office does have a feature, and I feel like this could be a good feature of, hey, I'm going to be out of town for
a
week.
They actually have that.
They do?
Oh my gosh. Must I explain everything to you?
Well, when I saw this letter, well, And then the sad part too is like, it's not even the letter. She took that form that leaves like when.
Oh, yeah, sorry we missed
sorry
you.
Sorry we missed
We've
you.
Got a package for
with
you.
With big red Sharpie. Again, Jeffy.
And to be fair, it says, please empty your MBX.
Which, by the way, I love that because I knew exactly what it meant. That meant mailbox. That just not meant empty the box. Empty mail. Now, how can I make up? Because I feel like I messed up so bad. I got in at 7 last night. And since 7, all I could think of is I screwed up big time. This is a very attractive USPS postal server. We talk every time she stops. She even brought me stamps to my house. I didn't have to go to the post office to get stamps. She brought me stamps.
Well, that's so nice.
And I didn't have stamps for my letter. And I just gave her like 50-something cents. And she said, I got you.
Oh, nice. She's not gonna be gotten you now.
No.
And it's a big surprise. And I just want to point this out just as a side note. All right. As we were talking, I went to USPS.com.
Uh-huh.
And I looked up stop mail delivery.
Okay.
And they'll hold it for you up to 30 days.
Like I said, there's no...
I'm just saying, I remember being in this meeting.
Okay.
When we decided that, you know, we should probably provide this service for people.
It's a good service if they did provide it, because it's great. Now...
Apparently, no one knows about it.
Now, I want to blame it on her.
Ooh.
Because...
That's probably not a good thing.
I know. And I'll send her this file. I'll send her this audio so she can defend herself. I order a box of Total Twins books, you know. If you listen to the Glenn Beck program, it's one of his sponsors.
Yeah, okay.
Okay?
You actually ordered this.
I order this.
Okay, they didn't send it to you.
No, I order it.
All right.
She put the box in the mailbox.
Oh, it came in the box. Oh. You know, after the second, you might want to say to her when you talk to her, because you gotta talk to her.
Oh, no, I do have to. No matter what, I have to talk to her.
Yeah, you got to talk to her.
I was going
to
leave her a note today.
You got to let her know why I thought you were smarter than this. That after a couple of days when I didn't get my mail, you'd realize I wasn't here in town. And then you leave a box in my mailbox, and then you're pissed that I haven't picked it up.
Well, not just
What's
that.
What's the problem?
Well, not just okay. that. Is
How did you get hired?
Not just that. Is I left to Alaska for like 15 days, and I never got a letter from her saying, empty your box. And the box was like open. You know, like when you go to movies, and you go to the abandoned house, and there's like a mailbox full of letters, and yeah. just seeming
don't
through
you,
the...
Don't you talk to the neighbors? I mean, don't you have someone that can pick up the mail for you? And
why?
Stop
that's
by?
That's where there's a box. But I feel like this time was her fault, because I went... I should have taken a picture. I could recreate it, because... But... The box was full because of that box.
Right. The box was full because of the box.
So that was one delivery on top of, I left on a Friday. So technically.
She already was available to get out of the mail carrier vehicle.
Yes.
Because she did that to leave her note.
Yes.
Right? She could have put the box up.
Now, to all the postal workers that listen to you.
That's probably illegal.
I was going to say, is that something that they can do?
Yeah, no. They're not Amazon or UPS.
Exactly. Because she delivered it to the box. And I know Amazon and none of these other people can touch inside that box. They can't put anything in there.
Now, maybe. Oh, yeah. Don't be messing with the UPS.
I know. That's what I'm saying. So, like, I know they can. So, like, is there
You're not even supposed to leave. Like, if I want to leave a note to my neighbors.
Oh, no. You can't do that. No, you can't do that.
Mailbox. You're not supposed to.
Nah.
Don't even touch it.
Yes.
All right. Don't even look at it.
The owner of the house, the one that owns the house, can only touch it or rent the house.
And the mail person.
And the mail person. Now, okay. Now, my question is, if the mail person screwed up this big, where it put a box there on a Monday, and then Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday comes, the owner's not in the house, but I need to drop more mail in there. Can I take the box out and put it in the front door?
Or maybe you just don't deliver it. You say that you realize that the box is going to overflow the mailbox, right? So you just you.
Well, she delivered it on a Monday, so it was just a Monday. Oh, it's only one box. I'm gonna put it in the thing.
Oh, that was the first thing.
That was the first thing. Now Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday,
now
come around.
To pile up.
So now I have a pile
How much
up.
Mail are you getting anyway? By the way, what's going on?
Okay, can I tell you what it
what
was?
What is happening?
Can I tell you what it was? It was my People's Magazine. Which I got to find out J-Lo and Ben Affleck are dating.
I have to have that.
Right? Then it was my Time magazine. Okay? Then it was my...
What are you trying to win the sweepstakes? And you have the magazine orders?
Then it was my Washington...
I don't know if you know this or not, but there's a thing called the web.
Then it was my Washington Post magazine.
Worldwide web.
Okay? Then it was People in Español magazine.
Because it's so much different.
Oh, it
than
is.
The English version.
Yeah, because then I need to know, you know, in the English version is J-Lo and Ben Affleck. In the Spanish version is Ben Affleck and J-Lo.
J-Lo. Yeah.
Yeah. And then there was another, it was my Hunter's magazine.
Dude, seriously, are you trying to win the Publisher's Clearinghouse sweepstakes? Or
so
what
happened was that my Spirit Air Miles were about to expire. And they sent me this big catalog of saying, do you want them to expire? Or you can redeem
curtain cover number two.
There's a buttload of magazines you can pick.
You know what? I actually remember you talking to me about this.
So I picked all the magazines. Right. I literally have all the magazines you could think of. I get them. Actually, I bring them for Glenn sometimes because it's like about China and what they're doing. So I bring to Glenn. The People magazines, I send them to my mom. The Hunter ones.
Must I not?
I brought you.
Am I like just nothing now?
Oh no, I did not bring you that
you
one.
You come to me when you have a problem with the Postal Service.
I do.
Before
Postmaster General Jeff Fisher.
I'm just worth a problem. I'm not worth.
I was gonna leave her a gift card. And a note of sorry and a gift card.
That's not a bad idea.
But then I was like, I feel like this is a person-to-person interaction because we interact at least twice a week.
Right. It's kind of hot out now. I would say maybe you give her a box of Kexi cookies or something because it's world-class cookies.
Oof, I'm sorry, but I'm not that sorry.
Wow.
I'm sorry, but I'm not that sorry.
Wow. Okay. I mean, you're already talking a gift card.
Yeah, but see, a gift card has...
$5 at Starbucks?
A gift card is not...
$5 at Starbucks. Get yourself half a cup.
A gift card? I'm not emotionally attached to that gift card. A Ketsy cookie. I'm so emotionally attached to that cookie. It's very difficult for me.
Yeah, that's true.
So I order a box for Alaska when I went to Alaska. And I was like, I don't want to carry it because it's way too many trips.
Right.
I'm going to order it. I'm going to have Pat's people send it to Alaska.
Right.
I met the cookies over there. I brought the rest of them back.
That's, you didn't leave them?
No.
But you were there visiting your family.
No. It's my cookies.
Well, then the postal worker is definitely not getting them. We don't leave them for family. We're not leaving them for the postal worker. Yeah, so I think a Starbucks is good.
Okay.
A gift card, absolutely.
Gift card?
Yeah, half a cup of coffee from Starbucks for $5. That works.
What coffee are you drinking? The one, I guess, like $3.
You know, no.
Yes.
But then if you give her $5, see, that's what I'm saying. That's
she
a cup and a half.
A cup and a half. Yeah. You just got to make sure I give her the right order to get the black nitro coffee.
Yeah, don't order anything. Don't order any of the lattes. Don't do that. You get coffee, okay? Yeah, you got to do that. You got to do it. Just a coffee's fine. And
because I don't think they can get a cookie.
In the process of saying, you know, hey, sorry, I got your note. I'm sorry I made you mad. And you know.
And then I got to bring it up.
Another point is, why wouldn't you tell her? If you didn't go to the website and do the stop mail delivery.
No, and I got to bring it up to her. Like the post office has to offer some form of services for stop the mail. Because... you know, I don't want her to get mad, and I don't want to get mad at her for being so dumb to put a box on a Monday, and then by Thursday, she's bitching
at
me.
It is kind of her fault.
So, all I'm saying is...
Once you give her the gift card, just to make it right, so you're back on good graces again, and she gets a cup and a half.
Hey, she could get a promotion out of this.
She gets a cup and a half. Why coming up with the idea of...
Coming up with an idea of a...
Stop mail program?
I don't want her to call it stop mail. It's like vacation mode. You know how you have airplane mode on your phone?
Yeah.
Vacation mode.
Yeah.
You know, just her and on your little box, you put vacation mode.
Because here on the online, you can only have them hold up for 30 days. Nobody takes a vacation for 30 days. No. What are we, United Kingdom?
Thank you.
No, this is America.
Exactly.
Vacations.
Shoot, I've been on vacation since 2020.
But you wouldn't think that you would have said something to her.
I would have thought
Friday or Saturday prior here's the thing. To leaving.
Here's the thing. I would have said something to her. But again, I did not know she was so dumb that to put a box on a Monday and let it collect on to Thursday.
I'm going to say something right here, and this is just...
Between me and you?
Take it. Yeah, okay. You take it the way, any way you want. When you talk to her and apologize, hold off on calling her stupid. It's just me. Okay, so two teen girls in Bexar County, Texas. It's, you know where it is. If you look at a map of the state of Texas and you see where San Antonio is, and Bexar County is right there. You see, if I'm holding up my hand. For those of you listening live on the 20th of July, or the 30th of July, 2021, it's right there.
You're not live. Oh, cameras are not working.
You're still here? I thought after a year and a half. No,
you
it's
were
right
not,
here. I'm holding my you hand know, up.
That's one thing I always, when I listen to your super podcast, every time you say you're listening live, I'm like, you're never live. It's a podcast.
You're listening live right now.
I am, because
the 30th of July, 'cause
I'm in the studios working, so I am listening to your live.
Are you gone now? Okay. So these two girls in Bexar County, Texas, again, right here, just a little southwest of San Antonio, they are now in trouble. Because of a video they posted online. And you know what? Videos online are the ones that always get you. So these two girls, 16 and 17, discovered a corpse. It was a 25-year-old man in a drainage ditch. Now, I guess the guy killed himself. They're claiming it was a suicide. He hung himself. It's sad, right? I mean, wow. I mean, think of that. Really sad. Really sad, right? I mean, you hung yourself in a drainage ditch? Man, that's... I'm not laughing. That's tough, man. Any suicide is tough. I'm not joking around about suicide. But holy cow.
Whoever killed that man is appreciating you right now.
Right! You don't kill yourself in a drainage ditch, right?
No one kills himself. No.
You just don't.
That man was murdered.
I think you're right. Yeah, I think you have to be right. Come on.
Yeah, and if you kill yourself like that, bruh, go out some other way.
So when the girls find the body, they call a friend to say, hey, we found a dead body. How about you call the police? Because we're going to be rummaging around here a little bit. And he's... wearing a necklace that I'm going to take. So they weren't upset. The two 16 or 17-year-olds were like, whoa, hey, there's a dead body hanging from the drainage ditch. I'm going to take his chain. Wow. Okay, so they do. And they posted on Snapchat. Of course, they post a video on Snapchat. So the police come. And they still hung out. They stayed there. They talked to the police.
You know, I haven't been in the office for a while with you. But isn't that one of the rules, one of the CTF rules?
Thank you. Like,
you know, I've stopped so many times from my way from Florida to Texas, Texas, Florida, on the side of the road. I have never posted a video.
Yeah.
You never post a video. Dude, Jeffy, two times I stopped. Two black bags. I was in Florida.
Right.
Two times I stopped.
Why? How much money did you get?
I didn't find anything.
Good answer. So
I'll tell you later.
So they take the necklace, they post it, and they threw the chain away. So the cop says, hey, those girls are the girls I talked to at the scene, as he sees the Snapchat video. So they call him back in and they go, yeah, we took it. You know, the one girl says, yeah, I threw the chain away. The chain was kind of crappy, but I really liked the medallion. The medallion was my fashion. She said, this is a quote, it matched my fashion style. Oh, okay. No problem. Good.
So death?
So, death. Right.
That's her matching style. Death.
So now they've been charged with theft from a human corpse or grave. That's a felony in the state of Texas.
That's too much.
Right.
That's too much.
We got to document a little bit. just a little bit between the, and you know, they didn't dig up anyone.
And it's not like he was using it.
It was somebody who was, well, you claim suicide, but somebody who was murdered.
Well, not just that. It's if a person's going to kill themselves over a drainage, do they really have anybody to claim their body?
Probably not.
Okay, so
I don't know.
Who are you hurting? The dead person that killed himself? No, seriously. Is it a crime towards the state? Did the state have
okay,
any...
Okay, it's a crime. All right.
To who?
It's a crime.
Who's the victim?
It's a theft of a human corpse
okay.
or a grave, okay?
Who's the victim?
The corpse.
He's dead. He and has no rights.
The family of the corpse.
What, the drainage sewage?
No, the family of the corpse.
Oh, the fishes who were in the sewage.
You know, the people that were unable to recognize that this guy was in such bad shape that he hung himself on a drainage. Just those people.
Oh, okay.
That's who you're concerned about. So they were arrested and then they were released on $2,000 bond.
So it must have been not of a serious crime.
It's just a felony.
So it's a felony, but hey, $2,000, 10%, $200.
Get out of here. No.
No?
It's not the way it works, but
no?
Nice try. The math's a little off.
No, yeah, so like you only put 10% of the bail. Oh, is it 10% in the house?
It's 10%.
So 200, or is it $2?
They were released on a $2,000 bond.
Yeah, so you only put...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. It'd be a couple hundred bucks. Yeah, you're right. Your math is right. I was thinking that they paid $2,000. So anyway, there's a lady that now believes that we should have porn for children. And you know what? I want to quote her. Hear me out.
By the way, if you start a quote by hear me out, that's like saying,
yeah,
I'm no prude.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. I heard that somewhere before.
I know, I heard it too. So
I've heard that somewhere before.
It just came to mind when you said, "Hear me out."
I'm no prude. Yes, you are. Yes,
no,
baby.
No. But he said he's not a prude.
Yeah, hear me out. Now, before we get to what she said and her idea, she tweeted this and then she deleted the tweet. That's like bending the knee to Twitter.
No, that is bending the knee.
No one deletes a tweet.
If you really believe, like she said, hear me out.
Right.
That means you already
thought it out.
You already sat down, pad and paper, and said, this is an idea that I truly believe. I could be wrong, but
right.
It's an idea.
Right. So she believes that young teens are already watching porn. Some would say perhaps that's one of the issues. Not me. I'm no prude.
You wouldn't say that?
Yeah. But they're finding hardcore aggressive videos that give a terrible view of sex. They need entry-level porn. How many times? How many times in your life have you said, you know, those youngsters over there need some entry-level porn?
So what you're saying is she would like them to have the equivalent of a marijuana.
Soft, yes.
Because marijuana is the gateway drug to drugs.
Yes.
You know, you start with marijuana, boom, you're in a
next
corner,
thing you
crack.
Know, you're in a dumpster, pulling out spoiled food, smoking crack.
Crack.
A soft core site where everyone asks for consent and no one gets choked.
But what if
now that's kind of funny.
That is funny.
That's funny. Come on now.
I could see where she landed on there.
And she said here, absolutely not getting swept up into another Twitter cesspool, so I deleted tweet before it picks up steam.
Oh, it picked up
obviously
steam.
Obviously not an actual solution, but it is a real problem. Everyone take a deep breath. Okay, see, so she was just trying to be funny, and that was her point. That was the point! Which she shouldn't have deleted the tweet.
She should have stand by her
absolutely.
Idea.
Absolutely.
Because I could see as a normal person would be like, you know what? They're already watching it. Let's make something kiddie version.
And her point is that there is a pornography problem.
Yes.
That's her point.
Yes.
So
but
fix it's, the freaking problem.
You know, she's thinking of the mindset of we have a drug problem, so let's give him more drugs. That's not the solution to the problem.
Wait.
You know, like she said, kids are watching porn. Let's give him more porn.
But a soft core.
So not true MA. Let's put, you know, a little bit of PG-14 in there. And with a sprinkle of 17.
You think about it, that's not a bad idea. Now, years ago, people used that as the stepping stones, right? You 100 years ago, back when I was a little whippersnapper, we waited for the National Geographic to come online. Not even online, really. We had to come to the magazine rack
Like me, get it at the mailbox.
Yes. And not even that. I mean, you can't have the National Geographic delivered to your house. That was, you know, you were hoping maybe grandma got it or something so you could sneak away at grandma's house. But anyway, you know, you were looking at, you know, the naked women from Africa.
But that's educational.
Right. And then we moved up to Playboys, where you had...
Still educational.
Then you moved up to Penthouse.
Oh, now you're just a... filthy bastard.
And then you went to Hustler.
Ooh.
Yes. And then you had the detective magazines. Well, the detective magazines, I think, were around the Playboy time, too. They were the harder core ones.
That's how you know
detective
you're old.
Magazines.
When you're thinking about detective magazines.
I'm just saying that's what I'm giving you the timeline. You don't know. You never heard of never saw the detective magazines? Oh, yeah. Me either. But I just know about them. But, you know, I get the idea of, you know, it's a good idea. Softcore porn.
There's something already about that.
Is there?
Oh, yes.
Is there?
Right now, take out your computer, put soft. See, you haven't finished it for
you. Oh, look.
You didn't have to. Oh, you press this S and it was your first recommendation.
Look. TikTok comes up. Anyway, or is that Snapchat? I can't decide. And congratulations, too, to a new Guinness Book of World Record holder.
You made it.
And I did not.
All that crap, I went to the downtown Dallas and did the whole tour.
I have not set a record yet. Don't push me because I'll get one.
Okay.
I will be in the Guinness Book of World Records. I will be. But Samantha Ramsdell has now been recognized for her mouth. She has the...
She speaks loud?
She has the world's... largest mouth.
Nice.
Congratulations.
What's the measures, man?
3.75 inches.
Is that wide or?
Yeah, she's holding her mouth wide open.
Uh huh.
If you're watching live, I'll
they
show
can't.
You.
Cameras are off.
I got the mouth wide open now.
Not only cameras are off, the lights are off.
Like 3.75.
Nah, I did not understand anything. That's not big, though. I thought it would be bigger.
Oh,
3 inches?
If you look at that mouth, man.
Yeah, 3.1?
Ooh, 3.75 inches.
Do you have a ruler here?
Yeah, she's got a ruler. There's a picture. The ruler.
No, a ruler in this room. I want to see
that. I don't have anything that small that you could use to measure with, but, I mean, you could pretend. I could, you know. Anyway, congratulations.
Put that away.
All right, let's go to the break room. I need something cold to drink. Desperately. Oh. Oh, my gosh, good. And I will say today, I don't like to, you know, they're not a sponsor of the broadcast, but I'm hitting the Diet Dr. Pepper today because the new Coke Zero, not as refreshing.
I saw that you did the review on the podcast when I was producing
just
it.
Just saying.
Is it really that bad?
Yeah, it's not. I didn't say it was bad. It's good, but it's cold. You know, it's a cold beverage, but it's not as refreshing.
Do we have a theory of why we keep changing new Coke?
They just want to change it around.
Because my wife is concerned.
Really?
Because
the concern. But.
What's the slogan for the new
Coca-Cola Zero Sugar?
Uh huh. It's like now even better, something like that.
Yeah,
don't look at the can. Hold on.
I looked at the can. It's not.
Hold on.
It's the Diet Dr. Pepper can.
Why are you looking at the Dr. Pepper can? Because there's nothing there.
There's one in the trash can right there. The one I had this morning. What's it say?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah. Now more delicious.
See, I did actually have one today already.
You did. So was the two previous version not as delicious?
I loved the first version.
I know, that's what I'm saying. You
and
even had
the second version. I had an. It took me a little bit, but I got into it. Because now we're at the third version.
Third version,
and
yes.
This third version is they claim is trying to get more like Coca-Cola.
And but isn't that the whole point?
Yes.
Because that's the conversation me and the wife, on the drive to like Florida and stuff like that.
You're in the car, you got to talk.
You talk, right?
Yeah,
and then
I hate those.
I hate him with a passion. You know, to the point where we're hanging out with some friends, and the wife of our friend, of a mutual friend, says to my wife, "Really, Chris really doesn't talk that much." And my wife's like, "Yeah, he really doesn't talk, you know." Like, and then she replied back with, "Like, wait, wasn't he on like?"
Yeah,
doing radio.
Yeah, that means we don't have to talk all the time.
Like that means like we don't like to talk. Like this is not a real me is real boring.
Thank you.
Ask the four people that I've met from the radio, like in the real world, like I went to Taco Bell and you, the one in Conroe that left me hanging at the ice cream shop.
Oh, baby, what?
You left me hanging in the ice cream shop waiting for you.
Oh, the person, the listener.
Yes.
The listener.
Yes, the listener. That's me. Oh, I got to take out the dogs.
Look at the time.
Did you have to take out the dogs?
Look at the
but
time.
We digress. We'll digress. we'll talk about that later. I hate talking.
Yeah, this show is just completely off the rails today.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But it's good to have you. It's good to
see
you.
I'm sorry.
Nah, don't be sorry. It's fine.
But okay, so 1, 2, 3. How would you rank them? I feel like that's...
the first...
I feel like I already said it.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%. I mean, I'm actually, this is a Diet Dr. Pepper because it was here in the building, which is why I'm drinking
it. By the way, I'm loving this whole upgraded snack bar at the Blaze. I am love. We don't have to pay for them anymore.
What?
You just grab and go.
Wait.
Yes.
What?
Who you been paying?
What are you talking about? We don't have to pay for it anymore.
Yeah, you don't have to pay anymore. Like, all snacks are... free and
I want my money back.
I feel like that's
what
that's one of the now hold on. I remember a sign that said you no longer have to pay.
Really?
Yes.
I don't think that sign was real.
Oh.
I don't think that sign was real.
There was a sign on the snack bars. You no longer have to pay.
I mean, if you
they took out the cashier.
Let me ask you a question. If you walked into a restaurant and there was a sign outside that restaurant that said, you no longer have to pay.
Let's go.
Would you believe it?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, you're telling me that you wouldn't believe it?
Oh, I would. I would use it as an argument.
It's a legal contract.
You're damn right.
It's a legal contract. It says I don't have to pay.
Sir, that's not our sign. That's,
how would I know that?
I didn't know that.
It says management at the bottom.
So anyway... so I'm drinking Diet Dr. Pepper, but I think the Dr. Pepper Zero.
Have you tried that?
Yes, and it was pretty good. It was pretty good.
Because I did.
I need to try another one or two to actually have a decision on it. But it was pretty good.
I have an addiction.
Yeah. So who doesn't?
And I may drink 3 to 4, 5 max of Dr. Peppers every day.
All right, regular Dr. Pepper.
Regular Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, okay.
The one with the red can.
Yeah.
Established 1885. Right here in Texas. I saw the new Dr. Pepper.
Yeah.
Let's give it a whirl.
Sure.
I bought me a whole case. I went full on.
Oh, nice.
24, you know, cans. They're still in the fridge.
Oh.
I cannot get to it.
You haven't even tried it?
No, I tried it.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But
yeah, it's not going to be the regular. See,
why
that's
is
the thing.
That?
If I was a Coca-Cola drinker,
my wife only
then
drinks.
I would think that the Coca-Cola Zero, the latest one, oh good, I can have a zero and it'll be more like the Coca-Cola. But the reason that many of us drink the Coca-Cola Zero is because we don't want to drink,
and you don't want the fat calories. Diabetes.
That may
or get fatter.
Sure, that's what it is. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Exactly. No, seriously. Get to your stories. I feel so,
I'm so
bad.
I'm done with you. I don't even know why I'm recording this stupid show.
And I was only supposed
Welcome to Chewing the Fat, by the way.
I was only supposed to talk about the mail lady.
I didn't even want you to do that, to be honest, but go ahead. And then I can't get rid of you.
I'm sorry. I'll leave.
Oh, whatever. Fine. If you leave, now that I know I don't have to pay for anything, could you bring back some snacks?
You want some snacks?
Yeah.
I got some Puerto Rican snacks.
Oh, I'm allergic. So you're here. We talked about it off the air. You might as well stick around for the rest of the show. We've got a few minutes left. We got to talk a little bit about Scarlett Johansson and the Black Widow wars that she's having with Disney.
Dude, such a great story.
She has decided that, they broke the contract with her. They weren't supposed to release Black Widow on their streaming channel when it was released to the theaters. And she thinks that they owe her big money.
Right. No.
Okay.
We've talked about it off air.
Black Widow made $80 million opening weekend.
Okay.
$80 million opening weekend. This story has the $80 million opening weekend, and then it talks about how Disney made $60 million on streaming from it. How much it doesn't, the story doesn't say how much Black Widow actually made. But, that deal, right? If they broke the contract, okay.
I just have a couple of questions for Scarlett Johansson.
Well, here, let me call her.
Okay. Okay. While you're on the phone with her, let me flush out this question for her.
All right.
Who is your representative? Because you need to fire that person. You need to hire the firm of Fisher Cruise representation for actors.
100% agree with that.
Because
just a second, it's just ringing. She hasn't answered yet. So
okay. Because how is it that you're about to release the first Marvel movie in 2021 and did not know that this movie was going to release on the platform? I knew.
Everyone knew.
You know, maybe I knew because I'm a shareholder of Disney. Maybe because of that. So as a non-shareholder of Disney, Fisher, yeah. Did you know that Black Widow was also going to come on the platform?
I did.
Oh, so you did. Yeah. I thought it was something.
You don't need to rub it in that you're
I thought it was something between, shareholders in our shareholder meetings, right. You sit there and then they say, hey, this is what our plan for the future of the company. I thought that was just an insider.
I can understand the confusion, but no.
Okay.
Didn't. Yeah.
So if you knew, and I knew, there's
right.
no way in hell that Scarlett Johansson and her
you.
People did not know that the movie was also
Thank
going to be
you.
Released on the platform.
And all these actors and producers and grips all know
Hold on.
What's going on.
Forgot about the Best Boy.
And the Best Boys, okay. All right. Food services, all these people.
Kraft.
If you want Kraft, we can get that for you, but I'm talking about the food services.
Yeah, Kraft.
People.
That's what they called.
So they know, what's happening, right?
Yes.
That's the deal with, there was the deal, the Zack Snyder, the Justice League that he released, which was.
Oh, that's a great movie.
But it was like 25 parts.
Yeah,
it 18 was, different parts.
It was like watching The Godfather.
Yes.
Nonstop, 1-7.
But they did it that way because Zach said, hey, I wanted to release it in segments because it was so long.
But
the contract said it had to be a
feature film.
Right. So we did it this way.
Which is why it's 181
right,
hours.
Which it still was really
it's
good.
It's great.
But that's... Aside from the point, which maybe Black Widow isn't as good as that. Just
and that's the point that I wanted to see. Was she surprised that the movie, didn't rank as much?
It's very well. So now she wants a piece of that streaming pie, right?
She's going
to let it slide. If they're going to do all this money at the theaters... Well, then maybe I won't complain, and we'll just see how it goes. But
because night one, which was July 9, Friday,
okay,
it made $39 million.
Okay.
Night two, $23 million.
Okay.
Night three, 17 million.
Okay, yeah, so that's what I'm saying. So the first weekend was 60 to
80 million.
Yeah.
Okay. 80 million. That was the
first week. Like I said, 60 million.
80. Well, 60 million is day one and two. By day three, she's made. So far, as of...
What has she made? 120, probably?
As of July 28th, that's the last recording we have, 159 million.
160 million. That's still not...
It's not bad.
No, it's not bad. It's not bad. It's not good, though.
But...
It's not Blackwood. It's not Marvel Cinematic Disney World. Yeah.
This is, for me, it's a twofold.
But with the 60 million from Disney Plus, now you're over 200 million. So you're okay.
Also, she's just being a greedy bitch.
Sure.
Because she already made 160.
Charles, Jeff Fisher, I know you haven't picked up. It's just your voicemail, but I just want to let you know. Call me back. We're just talking about your deal with Disney. And I don't know if you can talk about it on the air now or not because it's an ongoing lawsuit. But, you know, call me back. Okay? Yeah, thanks. Take care.
I feel that this is... Sorry, I'll take the whole she's being a greedy bitch back. But I feel like this is just an excuse to what? That's,
I don't know.
That's
because I don't know. Maybe
if you didn't know, if you didn't know that the movie was going to release on the platform, then you're an idiot.
Yes, I'll give you that.
So now, So now we're highlighting that you're an idiot, and you did not know how to do this. Then we're highlighting that females should not be actresses because they can barely negotiate a good contract. So that's another super highlight.
I will say the thing that ticked me off the most was the Disney response.
Okay, I've still not heard the response, so please read it because I want to know, because you keep saying that.
Disney responded to Johansson by saying the lawsuit was especially sad and distressing in its callous disregard for the horrific and prolonged global effects of the COVID-19 pandemic.
Oh, that's a strong statement by Disney Corporation.
Is it shareholder?
It's a...
Is it?
I support that comment and statement by Disney.
They're going to tie that into COVID.
Absolutely. You know how many people have suffered?
I do.
People
but Disney
die.
Wasn't suffering when they were releasing it on their streaming channel. I'll tell you
have
that.
Have you seen our stock? It's not doing so good.
Maybe you ought to think about some other ways that you can, you know, boost your stock a little bit. Like, I don't know. Stop being the way you are at your parks around the world. Oh, the wokeness at the parks is okay with you, shareholder?
No comment.
Yeah, thank you. Ugh. Today has been a mishmash of all over the place, so we might as well just continue to mishmash. Olympics, big time weekend for the Olympics. China in the lead with gold medals with 19. Japan has 17. United States has 14. However, the United States is first in the medal count right now. As of right now, they're first with 41 total medals, but China has 40. So... it could end up with China winning the most golds and the most medals overall. That would be ugly. We cannot allow that to happen. We just can't. And it's been that kind of Olympics when the German cycling coach, Patrick Mauster, just got dismissed. They kicked him out for his racist comment during the men's road time trial. And the decision comes. It's time to go. He can no longer perform his duties as part of the cycling team. He was overheard shouting, and I hate to say it, but I'm going to say it anyway. I'm just going to warn you. This is what he said. Not me. Okay? This is what he said. Get the camel drivers! Now, when you say that, something like that, let's say you're a racist person.
Okay.
Well, you are. So if I were to say, get the camel drivers.
Talking about the towheads.
No.
No?
I know. That's what you would think.
Okay, okay.
Right?
One more time. Do it again.
He was overheard shouting.
Uh-huh.
Get the camel drivers.
Oh, the 7-Eleven owners.
No.
Ah. One more time. Give me two. One more time.
Get the camel drivers.
Those Texans rednecks over there.
No.
Oh, then I don't know.
He was encouraging his German cyclist, who he was coaching, to catch up to two African competitors.
There's no camels in Africa.
And if
you're going to be, okay, in the spectrum of racism, let's walk into that room right now.
I know.
Is camel really in the vicinity of racism towards a black African?
Two African competitors? I guess in the Olympic world it is.
How? I would like you to connect those. How? Because I could connect.
Look, he apologized, all right? He apologized for the remarks.
For what? He didn't say anything racist.
Claimed he was caught in the heat of the moment.
You see what he did there? Camel, heat, the moment, Africa.
Overall burden that we are having here at the moment. My choice of words was not appropriate. And I'm sorry. Sincere apologies. I didn't want to offend anyone. So, sorry. I will say that one of the bike riders commented with a tweet.
Did he cry?
No.
Was he crying?
No, this one wasn't. This one wasn't.
Tight tear emojis?
At least there wasn't. This one said, well, there is no camel with the camel emoji. There is no camel race in the Olympics. That's why I came to cycling. At least I was there in Tokyo 2020.
I thought he was going to say there's no camels in Africa because that's what I thought. I thought the camels were like in Egypt.
I don't get it.
Egypt, Afghanistan, Iraq. That's the only places I saw camels.
We got rid of the one composer earlier in the Olympics because he said something racist in a joke 20 years ago. So you can't be. We've got Simone Biles quitting for mental health work. Okay, great. No problem. Have fun. And I got to get to the Hunter Biden story. We will talk about Hunter Biden on Monday. We'll get to that on Chewing the Fat because he commented on what he thinks of the potential favor-seeking collectors and what he thinks that people are saying, how he feels about people that are upset about it. And, he says two words, and one of them really isn't a word. It's more of a, well, it's E-M-M, not even U-M. You know, you would say, like, steak-um. It's not even that. It's not steak-um. It's F'em. Only he said the entire word. F'em. That's how he feels about you. So, I mean, that's how you should feel about him, I guess. That's just what I'm saying. But I'll play the audio for you on Monday, and it'll be awesome. And I just want to hope that Jill Biden is okay. We get out of here today by hoping that Jill Biden is okay. She had some kind of surgery on her foot.
What?
Yeah.
She was with my sister in Alaska a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, well, then she went to the Olympics.
Okay.
And then she flew back and stopped off in Hawaii because that's what you do.
I was going to ask you, when you leave the country to go to Tokyo.
That's what you do.
And you are in D.C., right? D.C.?
Yeah.
You fly from D.C. to Alaska.
D.C. to Alaska.
And then Alaska to Tokyo.
Stop off in Alaska, go to Tokyo. Let's say that again.
Tokyo.
Don't try to sound like you're whatever.
And then from Tokyo.
I work for NBC now. Shut up.
And then Tokyo. You fly back to D.C., but you have to stop
you
in
You have to stop
in
off
Hawaii.
Hawaii. You have to, especially if you're in the White House.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Is that like a rite of passage?
Yeah.
Like, you know how the Pope comes and kisses the floor?
That's exactly what it is.
When you leave America, you leave through Alaska. You stop there, you kiss the bear.
You're not going to just have a weekend stop off in Alaska, right?
No.
So if you're leaving the country, you got to stop there, make it a big deal.
And she did.
Alaska.
And she did. She made it.
So then on her way back,
uh-huh,
you stop off at the other state that nobody's ever stops at.
No one stops there.
At Hawaii.
No one stops there. Is it even part of
it's
America?
It's not a campaign stop. I'll tell you that. We're not taking a bus. He's not taking the No Malarkey tour bus to Hawaii.
Wait, you can't take a...
Yeah.
Okay.
No, you can't.
Oh, just, all
right. There's no road.
Is that the only stop?
Maybe with the new infrastructure deal, maybe they'll build a
bridge.
The
$1 trillion infrastructure deal?
This new one. Yeah, maybe they'll build a bridge.
Okay.
Now, they can't decide whether it's going to start in San Francisco and go to Hawaii.
No, it's starting in Alaska. It's going to go from Alaska to Hawaii.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Because that's the only common sense all way right. to do it. Now, my question is to Jill, does that mean that nobody from the Biden administration has to go to Alaska into next election?
Yeah.
Oh. So that's checked off.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
So that's checked off.
That is off the list.
So
you don't have to go to Alaska, and really, unless it's a vacation, unless you want to take a vacation, you don't have to go back to Hawaii.
Or visit,
either.
You know, what's his name?
Yeah, if you do have to fly to Japan or Southeast Asia, if you don't want to make a stop in Africa and go that way, if you have to go across the country, you might want to stop at Hawaii again, but you really don't have to.
Well, you know, and that's where the former black president lives. So if you want to visit the former black president and black first lady.
Is he staying in Hawaii now? He's not living in Hawaii, is he?
We don't know. Because Jill stopped and...
Oh, he's living in
his... Jill stopped and look what happened to her.
He's got the dump up on the East Coast.
So you're telling me that Jill stopped in Hawaii just because... And not to visit the first black president and the first black first lady.
I don't know. Because
she went,
you know,
the first thing she said, she's like, who's first lady now? Hey.
So, and I'd also like to point out that she stops in Hawaii and walks on the beach and then stepped on some object on the beach.
I don't
what
understand.
What the heck is going on with Hawaii? I thought this was a tourist place and they wanted people to visit there. And they have these lovely beaches. And the first lady steps on something on the beach? What the hell?
Come to Hawaii, where you get stepped on.
Right. Or no, you step on something.
And
you
stepped on.
Man, you don't want to get that. They don't even know what it was.
Well, that's the thing, too. It's like, who's protecting the first lady?
So what happened? Wait a minute. Now we're to believe that they don't know what it was. Like, it could
they
be
know.
A part of a sea urchin or a seashell. Nobody seems to know for sure
they
what
know.
Happened
they
to
know.
The first lady's foot. I want to know.
They know. They know. They just don't want to admit it.
It's got to be. Something. Something fishy is going on with Jill's foot.
Can I quote you on that?
Yes. Thanks for listening to Chewing the Fat. You're welcome, by the way.